Riddell.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine Saturday launched another missile attack against Russian targets in the occupied region of Crimea. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The attack comes a day after Ukraine targeted the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. The city was put on air raid alert for about an hour after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ukraine's intelligence chief claims several people were killed and over a dozen more were injured following Kyiv's attack on the Black Sea Fleet. Crimea has served as the key hub supporting Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports tropical storm Ophelia made landfall in the southeastern U.S. state of North Carolina early Saturday, with estimated maximum wind speeds of 110 kilometers per hour. A hurricane watch remains in effect for portions of eastern North Carolina, and storm warnings have been issued in other parts of the state. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Philippe Pepin told the Associated Press Ophelia will be dumping large amounts of rain for much of the mid-Atlantic this weekend.
We are seeing a lot of rain with this storm, and when you have that slow-moving storm with several inches of rain coupled with a gust that gets to 30, 40 miles per hour, that's enough to bring down a tree or to bring down limbs, and that's what we've seen in most of the areas where we've experienced outages.
The storm system could bring potentially damaging winds through portions of eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. The governors of North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland have declared a state of emergency in anticipation of Ophelia's arrival. Police in Somalia say a truck bomb exploded at a checkpoint in the central Somali town of Beledweyne Saturday, killing at least 10 people and obliterating nearby buildings. It was not immediately clear who was responsible, but the Islamist group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings in the Horn of Africa country. This is VOA News. A U.S. senator leading a congressional delegation to the Armenia-Azerbaijan border Saturday called for international observers to monitor the situation in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. An aid convoy from the International Committee of the Red Cross bound for Nagorno-Karabakh was also seen at the Armenia-Azerbaijan border Saturday for the first time since Azerbaijan seized the Boykere region in an offensive earlier this week. Ethnic Armenians living in Karabakh have told Reuters news agency that they are essentially besieged in the region with little food, electricity, or fuel, and have called on world powers to help them. At the UN this week, Armenian leaders accused Azerbaijan of ethnic cleansing with their attack, while Azerbaijan said its offensive was in response to an attack on their troops by fighters within the region. Michigan U.S. Senator Gary Peters told reporters at the border he's concerned about just what is happening in the region.
I think there needs to be some visibility. Certainly people are very fearful of what could be occurring in there, and I think the world needs to know exactly what's happening. We've heard from the Azerbaijani government that there's nothing to see, nothing to worry about. If that's the case, then we should allow international observers in to see for themselves and for the world to see exactly what's happening.
The U.S. federal government appears to be headed toward a shutdown next week that will disrupt many services and squeeze government workers. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Government funding expires October 1st, and with a standoff by House conservatives seeking sharp spending cuts, a spending bill may not be passed by the deadline. Federal agencies would be told to stop all their work that's deemed non-essential, and millions of federal employees, including military personnel, will not get their paychecks. A shutdown would also have far-reaching effects on government services like passport applications, firearm permits, and clinical health studies. People going to national parks would also likely see a lack of services. Social Security recipients would still get their monthly checks. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Three people were injured and several buildings and vehicles damaged after a highway collapsed following a landslide in Sweden early Saturday. A huge sinkhole measuring 500 meters wide opened on the E6 highway, which runs from southern Sweden to Norway, not far from Sweden's second-largest city of Gothenburg. Police said at least four cars and a bus skidded off the road and crashed during the slide near Stenungsgrund, and that three people were hospitalized. Several buildings and facilities were also damaged in the landslide, including a fast-food restaurant. Emergency officials were on site with specially trained dogs and staff to search and make sure no more people were trapped in the debris. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.